When I was still farming full-time, I had a call one day from a landowner in our community. His farm was going to be available to rent for rent the next year, and he was curious if I'd be interested in talking with him about that. Well, I was, because his land was near to some other farmland that I farm, so I went by to see him, and we worked out a pretty standard landowner-farmer agreement. Well, it wasn't long before I realized that the farming agreement was pretty standard, but the relationship wasn't going to be standard at all. It wasn't going to be a normal landowner-farmer type of relationship. It was going to be different from that, and here's why. When I met this man, he was in his mid-80s. He didn't drive anymore, and he had some physical limitations, and because of that, he was dependent on someone's help for every errand that he had to run outside of his house. Whenever he left his house, he was dependent on somebody's help. And for a number of years, at least two or three times every month, I was that person that he called on for help. And I would go and I would help him out. Well, we talked about a lot of things because we spent so much time together, and I have lots of memories. But here's the most notable memory that I have from all of those years of helping this man out. Before I left, as I was going out his back door and before I drove away, he would always say this: "You pray for me and I'll pray for you." And that probably means more to me now than it did then, knowing that he had my spiritual health on his heart. He was praying for me, not specific prayers because I asked him to pray in this area or that. He was praying for me because he cared about me. He was concerned for me. He wanted me to represent God well while I was on the planet. And he was humble enough to ask me to pray for him as well. And I did that. You pray for me and I'll pray for you. That's a good example of something that should be a part of the friendships that we have with our Christian friends. We should let them know that we want to encourage them to be all they can be in the kingdom of God, to be faithful to the will of God in their life and to glorify the name of God. I'm encouraging you in that area and I'm praying for you because I know you can't do that by yourself. And I want you to pray for me as well. I need your prayers because I need God's help. I want to be faithful. I want to honor God. I want to grow and change and be the person that he wants me to be. But I can't do that without the help of God. Would you pray and ask God to help me with that? Well, that can be a part of our relationship. It's not a standard relationship that we have. I'm a storyteller, little devotional thoughts each week, and you listen from time to time. But we can include that phrase in our relationship, even though it isn't a standard friendship type of relationship. You can remember to pray for me, and I'll remember to pray for you. Well, that's what's on my heart this week. That's what I'm praying about. Maybe you'll pray with me. God, help us to express a concern to our friends that we're concerned about their spiritual health. We're praying for them. We want them to be all that they can be in the kingdom of God. And God, help us to be humble enough to ask for that type of prayer support from others as well. God, help me to be faithful in this area. And God, help these people that listen to my little stories once in a while to pray for me as well.